This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So it's Monday. Everything's live. Everything's working. Sort of. Kind of. And so that means we're going to kick off the week with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good morning, sir. Evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Hey, I've got a question.
Sure.
You and I took a red dot, it's been 2 weeks ago, red dot class. I went on to do a two-day handgun concentration with Steve Fisher.
Right.
And since then, I've been carrying the red dot. Sometimes I'll go between it and iron sights. Maybe it's just the years and years of practice I have with iron sights. But I find that it's easier to lose the red dot. You know, you present, there it is. It's easier to lose it. Unless you practice frequently. Have you been to the range enough to notice that?
I went to the range 2 days after we did it. I've been doing, I primarily have been carrying one of the red dot guns. I've got two other guns having red dots. And I spend a lot of time now just doing that presentation.
Right.
Looking for that red dot. But I mean, you know, the thing is, like Steve said, the first one is going to be the best one.
Right. Just as the sights line up. Time to press the trigger.
Right.
Okay, so I'm not in the sense that I know what the iron sights look like when they're close and how to refine them. When the red dot is close, you don't get any feedback.
Nope.
Well, there's a lot. Go ahead.
Well, what were you about to say?
I was going to say there's so much to talk about today. And
okay.
Looking at all the articles, oh, my gosh. Dan's got a lot to say. Dean's got a lot to say. I'm going to just retreat to some of the things I wrote to start.
Okay.
How's that?
That works for me.
Well, you have to pick it up. I mean, we stand on the shoulders of giants. Dr. John Lott added up the numbers of concealed carry licenses in this country. That's awesome. There are millions of us, and now almost 20 million, 19 and change. That's up about 1.5 million. But I have to ask the question, is the right of self-defense half full, or is it really only half empty? Millions of us live in states that have constitutional carry, but also millions of us live in states that are may issue, where millions are denied the ability to carry a permit outside the home. In some states, it is almost impossible to get a gun to carry even inside your home.
Yep. It's a patchwork. It's quite a patchwork.
Right. And you know, Stephen and Alan will talk about it, but I'm going to pull up two big examples, New Jersey and Hawaii. They effectively deny the right to keep and bear arms in public. Now, in Illinois, you can get a gun at home. In Hawaii, yes. In New Jersey, maybe, maybe not. It might take you years, or maybe you'll just give up. Now, Illinois, you can get a gun, but demands days of instruction, hundreds of dollars in fees and costs, and months of delay. So I want to contrast that with other states for just a minute to give us some perspective. Alabama has the highest statewide concealed carry rate among eligible adults. It's 26%. Whoa.
Yep.
Now, that's not the highest in the country. There's a place called Potter County, Pennsylvania, small rural county. Over 50% of the adults have their carry permits. Now, as you'd expect, the costs are low and it's convenient. You know, just like getting a driver's license, bam, 20 bucks, ready, set, go. And we're not talking about people who just live in a log cabin, but in Alabama, it's nearly a million people. We're talking about cities like Birmingham, Montgomery, Mobile, Huntsville, you know, 100 to 200,000 people in those cities. And yet we have a very robust concealed carry population. Why does that matter? Well, look, in the United States, there's about a sixth of a billion of us that are registered to vote, 1.53 million. Well, wait a minute. Do some high school math. That means 40 million of us would want to carry concealed if it was as easy as in Alabama. Push it, it jumps up to 77 million if that rural Pennsylvania county is representative of what we do when gun ownership and concealed carry is easy. Well, okay, wait a minute. We don't have 77 million of us carrying, though, do we? So between 20 and 57 million of us were disarmed by high state fees, bureaucratic regulations, and they make it so difficult, a lot of us give up. Now, 57 million is a lot. Look, that's more than the eligible voters in California, Texas, Florida, New York, and Pennsylvania combined. Judges would be jumping up and down. Injunctions would fly left and right. If we told voters from those major states that they could not vote, but when we disarm 57 million people across the country, judges look the other way. I think the right of self-defense has been horribly infringed. It's treated as a second-class right, but people who live in our large Democrat-controlled cities are the ones who need self-defense the most and are most likely to have their rights infringed. That's what I wrote about, Bill. How does that strike you?
Well, I mean, it's true. It's the problem I've always had with this whole letting the states handle it,
right,
is that do we let the states handle First Amendment? Do we let the states handle the Fourth, Fifth? Is there anything? Is there any other amendment in the Bill of Rights enumerated, right, that the founders came out with that we say to the states, well, you know, you got this right, but you guys regulate it the way you see fit. And, I mean, how many people have been arrested because of the way laws change when you cross that imaginary line on the map?
Oh, wow. Yes, lots and lots.
So you're free in one state, but you're not free in another state.
Some states have duty to notify if you're being recorded, for example, in public. So to a degree, states manage that. In general, the court, particularly appeals and Supreme Court, have been much firmer in their commitment to the other rights than to the Second Amendment. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, the whole patchwork, though, the whole patchwork thing, the way it is, especially up in the Northeast and when you get to the West Coast and everything else, it actually sort of denies Americana. Wouldn't you like to be able, I mean, you're from California. Wouldn't you like to be able to drive up the Pacific Coast Highway all the way to Washington State? Wouldn't that be cool? But you can't if you're carrying a gun, because you got to change shortly before you cross that imaginary line on the map. Hang on for a second, if you will. We're coming up on the first break. Of course, Rob, you can find Rob at SlowFacts WordPress blog, where it starts there, and then it's reprinted at ClashDaily.com, and then ends up at... We'll cover the podcast in just a minute. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Home of the binary trigger, the home of Providence, the home of the Reformation line, the home of St. Luce. You'll be seeing that soon. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, classmate, writer, podcaster. What else is on your mind? What are you thinking? What's going through your head today?
Well, there are a number of things that have come up this week. I just mentioned where you and I had a suspicion that the right to keep and bear arms was infringed. Okay, yeah, now we see how badly. I saw a news story that at first bothered me. And then I went, wait, no, think about it. You and I are taught to not shoot at a criminal, in this case a felon, who's fleeing. Let me tell you this story and let's look at that just a little closer.
Sure.
This came out of my self-defense gun stories podcast, the one that came out, the episode that came out last week. You're armed at home. You're watching your great-grandchildren, and it's just before midnight when your granddaughter arrives to pick up her children. Well, she looks upset, and she says, look, Grandpa, call the police. My boyfriend's outside, and he's threatening me. Yes, dear, on the way up, how high? But before you can complete the call, the boyfriend comes into your home, grabs the phone out of your hand, and starts hitting you. Well, You're a great-grandpa. It's not a great time to go hands-on. You run to the back of your home. You grab your shotgun. By the time you get out to the center of the home, the boyfriend is pushing your granddaughter and her children outside. You shoot him. As he moves away, he is able to take your granddaughter with him and drive away. You collect the grandchildren. You call the police. The police arrest your attacker at a nearby hospital. He's charged with home invasion, battery, kidnapping, domestic abuse, child endangerment, and he's held without bond. You and I are told, wait a minute, he's not a threat when he turns away. But he has a hostage.
That's relative, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to take someone with him. They've already said, whoa, this guy's a danger to me. Do we just let him go? You and I haven't. It was eye-opening for me to think that, wow, I may need to shoot an attacker who remains a threat, even though he's turned away. And we need to think about it now because we can either do the wrong thing or not do the right thing if we don't give it some thought. There are some other issues, but I want to hear your opinion about that. Did your instructors talk about that with you, Bill?
Well, I mean, okay, so if somebody's running away from me and they're just running away from me,
right.
They're going to be getting away. If they're running away from me and they're running at a school bus with a Molotov cocktail, they're running at a church with a gun, if they're running at a car with an axe, now we're going beyond the realm of what I think is normally acceptable. Are we still getting frame rate loss, Mac? I see it happening. Okay. Anyway, we're having a technical thing here. We're trying to watch it and make sure. And if all of a sudden we go away, that's not our fault. We're here. Just things just aren't working out the way we think they should. But, that's a relative thing because if, it's one thing to break. Well, I mean, breaking off the attack on me and going to attack someone else. Now, if he's breaking off the attack on me and he just wants to go home and lock the door and jump under the covers and make believe like this day never happened, that's one thing. But if all he's doing is he's changing his target from
his victim, right?
Yeah. Well, that's another thing. So, that's where the problem lies. And I mean, I'm going to sit back and watch it. I'm going to, if somebody comes up and is aggressive with me and I go to guns with them, I'm going to have such an adrenaline dump, I'll be able to see them when they're five blocks down the street.
Right. I did notice a few of the things about this story that we want to take away. It happened in my state, the state of Louisiana. I wish Grandpa was armed. Now, maybe at midnight, you know, he'd already put himself to bed. But if this attacker had simply followed him into the back room, now you've got, you know, a man, I'm going to guess in his 70s, trying to arm wrestle a shotgun with a man, I'm going to guess, in his 20s or 30s. That's not how you want it to end up. And the other thing is, you have to talk to your family about what you expect them to do. If he'd had this conversation with his granddaughter, that would have been great. What do you think, Bill?
The first thing I was going to say is a shotgun for inside the house is sort of a poor choice. I get it.
Right.
But, I mean, I still have people that tell me today. I took a class, and they told me that when I rack the shotgun, that they'll get out. And I said, when you rack the shotgun, they'll know where you are.
Right.
I mean, if you want to yell at them, get out of my house, okay. I don't see a problem with that. But if you're, you know, the only reason you should be racking a shotgun when you have an intruder in the house is to put round two in the tube.
Right.
It should not be to get out there that, you know, this isn't TV. You would find that out really soon. But, I mean, that would be my first choice. My second choice, my second thought was that, and I want to expand on this when we get back. But, I mean, carrying in your home is something I do all the time.
Right.
But we have a new thing that's been happening for people that carry in their home and have been doing prudent stuff. I'll let you think about that because you've probably seen it. You probably thought about it. But we've had a couple of instances here lately. But we're coming up on the next break, so I want to be able to make sure everybody knows where to go. So, like, if you like podcasts, and who doesn't like podcasts? Podcasts are great. You can listen to them all day long. When I was on a route, I used to listen to podcasts for 15 hours a day. Then Rob puts out two. First of all, he's a part of the ensemble cast of something called the Polite Society Podcast, which is it lasts a good long time, and it covers a broad swath of what's going on in the topic. And then there's the very unique Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast, which is Rob's own unique brand, and it is a forensic breakdown for you to look at something that actually happened. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Last week, President Trump announced that he would host next year's G7 summit at his Doral Resort in Miami. Now, this drew criticism from both sides of the political aisle. So over the weekend, the president announced that he would no longer host the G7 summit at Doral. The president on Monday explains why he wanted to host the G7.
I own a property in Florida. I was going to do it at no cost or give it free if I got a ruling, because there's a question as to whether or not you're allowed to give it, because it's like a contribution to a country. I'd have to get a ruling. But I would have given it for nothing. It's a lot of money I would have given away, like I give away my salary.
Dallas, Texas Mayor Eric Johnson says there were no fatalities or major injuries during Sunday night's tornado.
I think we should consider ourselves very fortunate that we did not lose any lives, no fatalities, and no serious injuries in last night's storm. So I think we should be all be very grateful.
This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse. Now, we were talking about being armed in the home. But have you seen the couple of instances here lately where the police have shot people from outside their home when they're going to check on them in their home or when they're, you know, without announcing their police?
Yes. Well, now I wanted to say, just even if you carry in your home, look, that presentation with an intruder in your home is not the same as what you did shooting 20 rounds at the shooting range with a revolver. I loaded the gun. I picked it up. I shot a couple times. I put the gun down. You need to learn how to present, how to move, and what to do next. It's more than you've been doing, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do we do about the cops? I noticed that the Firearms Policy Coalition put out a policy statement saying, listen, officers, listen, police departments, mayors, get retrained, quit shooting innocent gun owners in their homes.
They shot one here in my city, in my county. And I mean, I've seen the video of it, and the dude, he went straight up lethal weapon on the guy. The dude was his doorway had those two accent windows going up the full length of the door,
right?
And the cop had a flashlight, you couldn't see behind the flashlight, right? He had a weapons behind the flashlight. And he sees the guy. It's 10, you know, it's oh dark 30 at night. They're banging on the door and making noise and all this other stuff. Or maybe they hadn't banged on the door yet, but dude thought it was a prowler. They didn't announce. And when he saw the guy with a gun, he just, he got out of line of sight, stuck his gun and his flashlight back out there in line with the window, and just fired a few rounds. And then the guy didn't know that that was a cop that was out there, and he's out there saying, call the police, call the police. And the guy's like, I'm the police. And that's not a righteous shoot.
There was a Florida judge who said, oh, no, absolutely fine. The officer saw a man with a gun standing in front of him, took control of the scene and killed him. Of course, the guy who had the gun never saw the cop in Florida. So that's a bad call on a judge's part. It sounds like it was a bad call on the officer's part in your case, Bill.
Yeah, well, in this, didn't happen to me, thank goodness.
Well, no, in your city.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's a thing that I, when we're looking at what we should do, how we set our defensive plan and everything, I guess the first thing that I would do now, if somebody's shining lights in my window, is I'm going to get down on the ground.
Yep.
I don't know what else to do. I mean, I can't light them up. I mean, literally, I can't start sending rounds their way because I don't know who it is. I haven't identified him yet.
Right.
So
I guess it underscores the point. We want to call the police in a hurry.
Now, the other thing, though, that I have thought about doing, and I'm not going to get one of those that you like that have the service. I'm wondering about a closed circuit television system just for the front door of the garage.
Doorbells.
Well, no. See, those things are actually used for surveillance. One is Google and one is Amazon, and certain some agencies have actually they've actually taken that as a surveillance.
Gotcha.
So I would rather just have something that was in house that only I control. That I don't need to be connected to anybody's service or anything. Just
gotcha.
Yeah.
I guess where I've got to learn more, and I'll have to ask my friends who have the legal training to offer a thoughtful opinion. Cop has a weapons mounted light, shines it in the window. He's pointing a gun at me.
Yep.
Well, wait a minute. Clear and present danger to the cop? Or is that just horrible training? Almost had a satellite radio moment. Sorry there, Bill. On the part of the police department. And if my wife's looking through another window, she can light him up because he was a threat to an innocent person. Evidently, the laws are not sufficiently well-written. There are differences between the black letter law and what we see as case law. Why does a person with arrest powers get the right to threaten innocent civilians at gunpoint? I'd sure like to learn.
You know, Fisher, even though the gun he was using, the agency Glock that he was using at the class we took, that one had a weapons mounted light, but he is not a big fan of weapons mounted lights.
No, he's not.
He's not a big fan of those. I think he actually prefers a light held in the hand. Since it's real easy to, go back to guns if you got to, but muzzling a guy with a weapon while you are jacked up sort of seems
right.
Like an accident waiting to happen.
And it's either bad judgment and or bad training because we've seen it before. It's happened before. It's not an accident. It's bad planning. To the defense of law enforcement and the legal system, an officer in Dallas-Fort Worth, not the gal who came into the wrong apartment and was recently convicted of murder, a different one, an officer shoots, is doing a welfare call on a lady. Evidently, her front door was open. A neighbor says, hey, my neighbor's door's open. And right. Rather than go find out herself, she calls the cop. The lady hears somebody at the front door. She walks around, is visible through, again, the side window, and then she's murdered by the police officer.
Yeah.
He withdrew from the department and was then arrested.
Yeah, that's something they need to get a hold of, because we need, it's already bad enough now with the big alphabet agencies that are in law enforcement, CIA, FBI. We already know that they're, you know, we got to have somebody we can trust. We got to have somebody we can rely on. I think it's going to take a little bit of a community outreach. I don't know.
You and I know a lot of our local police officers. We train with them. We shoot with them. I want to know how they're trained, and they can tell us where this idea of shoot first came from. Is that right out of department training policy, or is that bad practice on the point of individual officers? I don't know. They're the experts. They should tell us.
Well, I mean, with all the stuff that they got now, with the body cameras and everything else, the last thing I would think they'd want to be involved with is a bad shoot. Why couldn't they have a little speaker mounted on their chest to where they could turn their camera, or rather their commo, into a PA and announce themselves to where you can be heard from inside the house? Why couldn't they do that?
Well, the comment was, oh, the homeowner pointed a gun at me from inside her lit house. I mean, she had it in your direction.
Yeah.
She couldn't have it directed in. You weren't visible.
Yep.
I've got some issues with this situation.
There you go. Of course, like I said, Rob does a lot of writing constantly, all the time. It starts out at Slowfax WordPress blog. Then from there, it goes to the very shy and introverted Doug Giles site, ClashDaily.com. And then it heads to Ammo Land, and who knows where it goes from there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse. That was a quick hour. Already down to the last segment. So, how much of a bang do you wish to go out with there, sir?
I've got another article I could talk about.
Well, let's do that.
All right. Because I was wondering why the Democrats seem so extreme. I mean, Democrat candidates for president are just, to me, they remind me of like a bunch of drunks who stayed at the bar too late, and they're competing to get attention of the news media. Beto O'Rourke got plenty of coverage when he called for mandatory forced confiscations, and what he said is, let's take the mid-range semi-automatic rifles. Really? He didn't say, go grab the old M1 Garands. And then, okay, other candidates were then desperate for attention from the media. Kamala Harris and Cory Booker flashed some of their own confiscation. None of the candidates criticized this behavior.
Nope.
So their buddies at the bar are watching. And I wondered, I'll be polite, doing anything they need to do to get attention from the media, or are there other reasons? They can sell the firearms misunderstanding to the media, the media that calls a semi-automatic full semi-automatic, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, they'll sell anything. They can call them weapons of war, even though they would never be used by the military in combat. But I think the issue is the way the media distorts public perception. John Lott again came out with some great data. We think that mass murder is over 100 times more common than it really is. That's distortion from the media. we think that suicide with a firearm is only one-third as common as it really is. That's propaganda put forth by the news media.
Yep.
Now, the AR and the AK are sort of stepping stone rifles. They're more powerful than the rimfire rifles we learned on as a kid. If you want your girlfriend or your nephew to shoot the next bigger gun, that's where you go. They're less powerful than a full-size hunting cartridge that we've used for years. Well, the Democrats polluted the language saying, well, those guns are used to hunt humans. Those are the same guns we give to the police to protect themselves, the same guns the police use when they know they face a violent and armed attacker. A million of us will use guns in self-defense this year. A few of us will use semi-automatic rifles inside the home. And yet here the Democrat politicians are. I think the purpose is they're trying to scare urban women. They need those votes. They're trying to say that Republicans are giving guns away on the street corner. Those ARs are the reasons your kids are dying. And the media just might be willing and able to sell enough lies to get them in office with that lie. What do you think, Bill? When I put that together, I thought, thank God for the ninjas who are paying attention.
there's a lot of people that don't know anything about guns, don't care about politics. They only vote when the presidential elections are happening.
Wow.
And the problem is that they are so disengaged that they're going to, and most of the, you know, one of the things about the politicians that I find really interesting, like AOC and the squad, they're not in gun control for the normal reason of the Shannon Wattses and the Pelosis and everything. This is just what they've heard.
Right.
This is all that they know. So the lies the propaganda that has led to this, it has become self-fulfilling in that these people just, they believe it. They believe it, right, without even employing any critical thinking. So they believe what they hear, and they go with that. And from that point on, now while they're preaching about gun control, it's not even that we want to be totalitarians. They think that's just going to happen anyway because most of, you know, they see the polls where most of the youth want socialism, you know, nonsense like that.
Wow.
And so the idea
distortion becomes its own self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, the media distortion becomes it becomes the matrix, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. Good
everybody,
point.
Everybody is believing what they hear. Nobody, you know, it's hard to wrap yourself for these urban people, you know, and we've got a class of people that are coming up. They work from their home and they order on Postmates and they never go shopping. Everything comes from Amazon. They've got grocery delivery services and apps for. They don't have to own a car or anything. If they have to actually go somewhere, they can Uber. They literally can live off of their smartphone. That's their world.
Wow.
Their critical thinking is coming from the smartphone. A lot of these people, a lot of these young people, turn out to be rampage killers because they're so isolated they don't know how to socialize.
And isn't that interesting? We've been given a communications device that lets us look anywhere.
Sure.
And we believe the first thing we see.
Right.
Wow, are we lazy.
The smartphone has dumbed us down.
Yeah, our terminal headline surfers, who knew that a democratic republic might not survive lazy voters? So you're saying, look, the headlines sound convincing, therefore I take them at face value. That's the story of Cicero all over again.
Yeah.
That the people will follow a bold, lying fool who holds his toga correctly. Wow.
That's why you're never going to see a big obese news anchor.
Right.
They're always very photogenic and everything else. And this is, you know, back in the, did anybody think Walter Cronkite was a looker? Huntley and Brinkley, were they lookers? I mean, no, those guys weren't. But now, look at Chris Cuomo. I mean, he's a good-looking dude.
Fredo, that's right.
Yeah,
Fredo's not. Yeah, you're not going to get. Isn't that sad that so many people who know and understand so much won't be listened to because they're not pretty? Thank goodness for radio that lets you and I have a voice.
That's right. And plus, who cares what I look like? who cares what I look like? And those people that think it's funny to say, oh, well, you got a face for radio. Well, maybe I do. But I also got a radio show. So there.
I've been working out, Bill. The temperature's dropped just enough that I can get out. You got to get back on that bike soon to keep that.
Oh, I've been going to... I lift at the gym 4 days a week.
Bless you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, lifting at the gym 4 days a week. When I get to SHOT Show, I got a few people that I want to walk up on and just look at the look on their face.
So, I look forward to it.
Anyway, so I will be getting in touch with you tomorrow. I want to see if you want to do something else along the lines, and I'll tell you about that when we talk tomorrow. But in the meantime, before we go away, of course, Rob, of course, you know, Slow Facts WordPress blog, that's the written word. The podcasts, Plight Society podcast, that's something he does with a whole ensemble cast, him, Paul Lathrop, a few other people. But then there's the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. This is where armed citizens who actually plied self-defense, practice self-defense. They look at it. They break it down. What did he do right? What did he do wrong? Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Talk to you next week, though.
All right. Coming up next, Editor-in-Chief from Truth About Guns, Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.